Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yes, my zip code is 33018.
You may have your first and last name.
Exposito.
And that was 33018?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just one moment. And I'm still here, just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, will you spell your first name?
Maria.
Will you spell it for me?
Maria. M-A-R-I-A.
And your last name?
Exposito. E-X-P-O-S-I-T-O.
And I'm still here, just one moment. Can you verify that shipping address for me?
7868 West 30th Lane, Hialeah.
Okay, so I do see here you have the aloe vera skin and the cream.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I want to know the status of this account of mine that you have.
Yeah, what do you mean the status? Is it still active?
I don't know why it's active, because I called and I canceled. And that's why I'm calling again, because I am again repeating that I want that canceled. And I want complete refund of my money, because this was a promotion of CVS in my email saying that I was going to get those creams only paying shipping and handling. And now you're trying to charge my account with $91.89, which is new for me. Nobody told me that I had to pay for that. It was a promotion, and that's why I happily accepted.
Okay, so
and
it
I just
showing,
paid. Huh?
It is showing that your account have already been canceled, but you canceled after the charge was already there. So your account have been canceled, ma'am. But when you canceled, the charge was already there. You was billed on May 8th. You canceled on May 11th.
Can you give me the cancellation number?
There'll be C for Charlie.
C for Charles?
C for Charlie.
I cannot understand
C
why.
C for Charlie.
Uh-huh.
4-2-7. Three, one.
Three, one?
That's correct.
Okay, so it's C, like in cat, 42731.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it was done May 11, right?
That's correct. Your account was canceled on May 11.
May 11. Okay. And you told me that it was active, but it's canceled.
No, your account have already been canceled.
Okay. I'm so glad to hear that. Now, the other thing is this. I want a complete refund of this money because nobody told me that I had to pay that. If somebody told me that I have to pay that, I wouldn't do it because it's so expensive. All right? I just accepted because it was a promotion in my email from CVS. And they told me that I just had to pay shipping and handling. It was like $14 for both of the things. And now you're charging, trying to get my money, $91.89. I don't want that. And my card is disputing that. Okay? My card is disputing that, and that's not fair. It's a kind of business like putting people in a trap, and that's not fair. So I want you to tell me that you're going to refund my money.
Okay, well, there's nothing that I'm able to do about the charge, but your account have already been canceled, and you will not receive anything else from us.
Yeah, no, but what about the $91.89? I don't want to pay that. It's not fair. I didn't accept that. You cannot tell me that I signed something or that somebody explained that to me. No, it's like a trap. It's a tricky thing, and that's not fair. You cannot function as a business in that manner. That's unlawful.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand what you're saying, but your account have already been canceled, and you will not receive anything else from us.
I know, but you have to refund my money, and that's what I want. That's why I'm calling. So tell me, what can you do about that?
Okay, well, there's nothing that I'm able to do about the charge.
How come? It's something that is not right. You cannot have that money. Your company won't have that money. You have to refund that. So what can you do about that? Talk to somebody that is, in a higher position there and come back to me. But I want my money back. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand what you're saying, but there is nothing that I'm able to do about that charge.
Can you talk to somebody that, is in a higher position in the business? You do this thing... to all your clients, it's like a fine way of stealing our money. Not knowing that you're going to pay for such a thing like this.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, I do understand what you're saying. There is nothing that I'm able to do about the charge. Your account has been canceled, and you will not receive anything in the future.
Yeah, but 89 of my money, I want that refunded. That's what I'm calling. I know that my account is canceled, and of course I won't receive anything else from you. But I don't think that is a good promotion for your company that my bank is going to dispute this charge. You know? And I am willing to testify against you and your policies because this is not fair.
Have you already disputed the charge?
Oh yes.
Okay, well, do you see stating on a recorded line that you have already disputed the charge? The only thing that I am able to do is cancel your account. Well, your account have already been canceled. You have to contact your bank. Well, you have to give us a call back with your bank on the line. Do you see stating that you have already disputed the charge? If your bank is willing to drop the dispute or if they can verify that a dispute did not go through, then we will be able to start a refund process. So you have to give us a call back with your bank on the line.
I don't understand you. That I have to call my bank and call you?
Yes, ma'am. You have to give us a call on through it with your bank.
Can you make that call? I'm willing. I'm willing to be on the line.
Well, I wouldn't be able to give them a call. You will have to give them a call back with us on the line. Or you can have your bank give us a call back with you on the line.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell them. Perfect. Perfect. I'm going to do that. I called, I talked with them yesterday and they told me that I needed to have not only a cancellation number, but I needed to talk to you about this refund thing. I didn't mention that when I canceled. That's why I'm calling today. I'm telling you that I want my money refund and that they are disputing this charge. All right?
Yes, I do understand. Just give us a call back with your bank on the line. And if your bank is willing to drop the dispute, then we will be able to start a refund process.
I don't, why that they have to drop the dispute?
If your bank is willing to drop the dispute or can verify that a dispute did not go through, then we will be able to sort it.
And why do you don't want that dispute going on? Because it's bad for your company, right? And what about my money? And how can I be sure that you're going to refund my money if you are behaving in this tricky way?
Well, once you give us a call back with your bank on the line and they verify that information, then we will be able to refund. Just give us a call back with your bank on the line. Give us a call back at this same number. Anyone that you speak with will be able to assist you.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that. And let's see what is their advice. I know that you don't like this dispute thing, you know, but it's the first thing. It's the first thing to do because this is not a way to do business, you know, in the U.S. We deserve respect. We respect, you know, we deserve respect and we deserve to be, you know, to know the truth that we're going to be charged after a promotion, $14. No, it's not $14. It's going to be $91.89. Come on. This is not fair. It's not nice. Okay. I am very displeased. As you can tell. So I'm gonna get back to you, all right? Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, you just give us a call back with them on the line, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.